Have you ever heard the question, what if I woke up today with only the things that I thanked God for yesterday? I think the first time I heard this, I actually saw it on a plaque in a store, but it really got me to thinking, do I have a thankful heart? What if I did wake up tomorrow with only the things that I thanked God for today? That kind of stung. How about you? Do you have a thankful heart? Building a gratitude habit is such an important skill in your Christian life, and it's not as hard as you think. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Welcome back to the podcast. March is already almost over, so it is time to talk about our April Scripture Writing Challenge. But first, let's review what we did in March. We traveled through the book of Proverbs. As I mentioned in episode 15, which was the March Scripture Writing Challenge episode, there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. We wrote one verse each day with the corresponding chapter. For example, on March 1st, we wrote a verse from Proverbs 1. On March 2nd was a verse from Proverbs 2, and so on. Not only that, we also read a chapter of Proverbs to encourage you to build a Bible reading habit. I hope that you were able to write a verse daily and read a chapter of Proverbs. If not, no worries. We're going to practice these two habits again in April. We're going to start by writing a verse, reading a chapter in the Bible, and then we're going to add a new habit, since we are learning to build new habits. When you learn to build a new habit, remember the goal isn't to be perfect, but to build the actual habit. I heard a quote, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who said it, but it went something like this. You can miss one day, but don't miss 2 days in a row, or something like that. But I try to give myself some grace when I miss one day, but I start again the next day. So now let's talk about April. The scripture writing theme for April is a heart of gratitude, showers of blessings. You see what I did there? April showers, showers of blessings. Anyway, our scripture writing challenge is going to be verses all about thankfulness. And our new habit is going to be writing down 5 things each day that you are thankful for. I have been doing this habit for several years, and I have done it a couple of different ways. When I first started practicing this gratitude habit, I had a notebook, and I just had an ongoing list of things that I was thankful for. So for example, let's say we start on April 1st. I would write down 5 things and number them 1 through 5. And then on April 2nd, I would add to the list numbers 6 through 10 and write down those things. And on April 3rd, I would add to the list 11 through 15, and so on. This was a super fun way to watch the blessings multiply throughout the year. Now, I would repeat certain things that I was thankful for, such as my family, my health, my faith, but I really tried to come up with new things. And we will talk about how to come up with new things in a few minutes. But if you do this for 1 year, at the end of the year, writing down 5 things a day, you will have over 1,800 things on your list. It is fun to go back and see how God has been faithful throughout the year. The second way that I recorded my gratitude is how I still do it today. I have a journal. I do my scripture writing verse in the journal. Then I write down my Bible reading. And then I write down, I am thankful for, and then I just have a list of 5 things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So each journal entry has the 5 things that I'm thankful for. There is no right way to write down what you are thankful for. You may think of a different way that works better for you. The main thing is that you must just do it. Just write it down. Thank God for all the blessings in your life. As far as this month's Bible reading, I do not have a specific plan. However, you could read through the book of Proverbs again. Honestly, you could read through the book of Proverbs every month and you will still find new treasures each time. You could also read the chapter that corresponds with the scripture writing verse. I do think that there are some chapters that are repeated, and that's okay. Repetition is always good when it comes to Bible reading. Okay, so what if you can't think of anything that you're thankful for? Hey, I have been there. When I first started this habit, it was hard to think of new things to be thankful for. But one thing that helped me was when a group of Christian men came to our church. They were re-siding and re-roofing our church building. One of the men was praying for before a meal, and he got super specific about what he was thankful for. He thanked God for the wood and for the men who manufactured the 2x4s they were using. He thanked God for the steel roofing material and the wisdom that God gave men to produce steel, and for the steel ore in the earth to make the steel, and for the modern machinery to mine the ore from the ground, and on he went. It really made me think about how much we really do have to be thankful for. From running water to flushing toilets to refrigeration and natural gas to heat our homes to automobiles instead of having to ride in a horse and buggy. All these things make our lives so much easier. And that's just the material things. Think about the brain that God gave you and the ability to read and on. God is so good and He takes care of each one of His children. So you should have no shortage of things to be thankful for. When you start to think you're running out of things, think about that man who prayed before the meal, and you can get really specific. So what happens when you develop an attitude of gratitude? How does this change your life? I've come up with a list of things of how it's changed my life. Number one, it's hard to be sad because you recognize how good God is and how much He loves you. You as an individual. When God does the little things in your life, doesn't it just make you smile and say, "Thank you, God, you showed me this or that"? Number two, it fills you with joy. There's no room for feeling sorry for yourself when you're filled with His attitude of gratitude. It brings you the joy and it wells up in your soul. It just made me think of a verse. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's Psalm 16:10 and 11. God truly does fill us with His fullness of joy. Okay, number three, you stop wanting material things and start focusing on things that money can't buy. Being someone who takes care of elderly people, I thank God for my health that I have and that I'm still able to get around. Not only that, just coming back to being with elderly people, I just thank God for the wisdom that they have that I can learn from them. I thank God for my family and for their safety. There are so many things that are not material that we can thank God for. So if you don't have a lot of material things, still God is taking care of you and there is so much to be thankful for. Okay, number four, it will improve your relationships. Have you ever thought about being thankful for that prickly person in your life? You know, the one that gets under your skin or annoys you or downright just makes you angry? Well, it is hard to dislike them if you thank God for them. And also if you pray for them. If they have a character flaw in their life that is the reason why you have such a struggle to be around them, pray for them. And it's really hard to dislike somebody that you're praying for consistently. Not only that, you can also thank God for trusting you enough to put this challenging person in your life. This person is someone that you can show His love to. So thank God for that. Thank God that He trusts you enough with this difficult person. Number five, your gratitude list is a list to lean on during your difficult times. If you're feeling sad, look at your list. If you're feeling depressed, look at your list. Feeling lonely, look at your gratitude list. Number six, it is a form of worship. You can't help but recognize God's goodness in your life. You will be in awe of His grace and mercy when you write these things down and go back and look at the things that you've written in the past. Number seven, and I think this is one of the most important things, it builds your gratitude muscle. So when you go through a difficult time in your life, you're able to recognize God's blessings through difficult times. My dad died in 2019. Although it was one of the hardest things that I ever went through, I was able to thank God for so many things during that difficult time. He got sick with cancer and died pretty quickly. So one thing I thanked God for is that he did not suffer long. Another thing, looking back, I thank God that he did not die during COVID and I wasn't able to be there at his bed when he died. And if that happened to you, if you lost somebody during COVID and you weren't able to be with them, I am so sorry. But you can see, even though this was such a difficult time in my life, losing someone that I love so much, I could see God in every aspect of it. If you've ever lost somebody close to you, the time of grief, although difficult, it is, you're probably the closest to God. And although I don't want to lose anybody in my life again, I miss how close I was with God during that difficult time. So build your gratitude muscle now while you're not having difficult times, because you will need it when you go through difficult times. And we all will go through difficult times. All right. So to wrap this short episode up about the April scripture writing, this month's theme is a heart of gratitude showers of blessings. We are building onto our habit stack. So number one, you're going to write your daily scripture verse. Number two, you're going to read a chapter in the Bible. Number three, you're going to write down five things that you were thankful for. So how do you get the April scripture writing challenge? Well, if you did February or March's challenge, you will automatically receive a new scripture writing challenge via email before April 1st. So make sure that you look for that in your inbox. If you have never done the challenge with us and you would like to sign up for the free April scripture writing challenge for the first time, there will be a link in the show notes. So just go to the show notes, click on that link, and I will send it to you by email. So I want to thank you so much for listening to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I would love to hear how the challenge has affected you. You can send me an email. My email address is hello@amyjarthur.com. I'll leave that in the show notes as well. You can go to my Facebook group, which is the Christian Work From Home Mom. I would love to hear how these habits are changing your life and building your faith. I know that building these habits have done so much for my life, and I hope that it's the same for you. I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you can get weekly coaching from a certified life coach. The mentorship has a team of coaches who specialize in so many areas. Whether you need help starting or continuing your work from home journey, or you need help with confidence and boundaries, maybe you're struggling to find your calling. We have a team of coaches to help you with all of those areas plus more. This may be exactly what you are looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We can't wait for you to join us inside. There is a link in the show notes for more details. Finally, don't forget to take your quiz to discover your work-from-home personality. The link is also in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode, but until then, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.